This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's unemployment rate held steady in April at 4.8%, the same as the month before, according to the state's Labor Department. The unemployment rate has been slowly going up for a while. It is currently higher than the U.S. rate. Colorado's job market is slowing relative to the rest of the country. The state's job growth was less than 1% during the past year, compared with a U.S. growth rate of 1.2%. A school district in the Colorado Springs area has sued the state, arguing that rules prohibiting transgender athlete bans are unconstitutional. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
District 49 is suing the Colorado High School Activities Association, known as CHASA, the state's civil rights division, and Attorney General Phil Weiser. The district claims the state laws allowing transgender students to play on sports teams that match their gender identity violate other students' constitutional rights. The lawsuit argues that following these rules puts the district in a difficult position, risk breaking federal rules and losing funding, or break state laws and face penalties. CHASA, which oversees high school sports, has taken a neutral stance on the issue. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Another wolf released in Colorado last winter has died. Officials did not speak about what the cause was. And there could be some new wolves out there. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
State biologists received a mortality signal Thursday from a collar on a wolf in northwest Colorado. Since wolves are an endangered species, federal wildlife authorities will complete an investigation to determine the cause of death. The predator was one of 15 wolves captured in British Columbia earlier this year. A total of 7 wolves released through Colorado's controversial wolf reintroduction program have now died. At least 24 are still alive, and the state is tracking up to 4 potential den sites. That means some wolves may have already had pups this spring. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.